Welcome to the Inside College Soccer Podcast, brought to you by Sports Recruiting USA, the college soccer recruiting experts. Now, here's your host, Chris Cousins.
Hi guys, hope everyone is well. Chris Cousins here, the founder of Sports Recruiting USA. I hope everyone is healthy and safe in this current situation. It's another good podcast today. We've got Rory Crossgree. He is a senior scout for us at Sports Recruiting USA. So it's a little bit of an in-house thing at the minute. Obviously, we're all on lockdown, so we're all working from home. So it's not the best sound we can do for the podcast, but it's definitely listenable. So Rory is he's from Ireland. He was at Manchester United for a long time, played alongside Rashford and a number of other first team players who've gone on to other clubs and in the first team Man United. And then he left Manchester United and went to America on the American journey. So he went to Limestone College and he's finished now. He's had a great time, good career, and he's now in the mix of helping players like himself who've been through it. And in Ireland, he's kind of one of the guys heading up our Irish operations. So yeah, he's got a lot of knowledge to share. He's a top guy. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do the podcast. So James Dawes, my colleague, he heads it up. So yeah, on the podcast is James and Rory. So yeah, it's another good one. So I'll leave it at that. If any of you guys can give us a subscribe, like a 5-star rating, whatever you can do to make sure we keep continuing doing what we're doing, because we're getting a lot of people listening at the minute, and it's we're going to continue it for a long time. So appreciate your time. Thanks for listening. And this is Rory Crossgree, and this is the Inside College Soccer Podcast.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Inside College Soccer Podcast. I'm James Dawes and I'll be your host today, and I'm going to be joined by Rory Crossgree, who's one of our senior scouts over in Ireland. Rory spent 3 years at Limestone College, where he recorded 48 appearances and was awarded with things like first team all region and conference. But prior to his collegiate career, Rory spent 4 years at Manchester United's academy, where he played with players such as Scott McTominay, Marcus Rashford, Dean Henderson, to name just but a few. But Rory, how are you doing, sir? You all right?
Not too bad, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you, mate. I just wanted to start, obviously, before we get into, you know, your time at Limestone and Manchester United, sort of take you back a bit to talk yeah. about your time pre-United. You know, you're a young footballer living in Northern Ireland. How do you find your way into, you know, the academy of one of the biggest clubs in the world? And I have to say that through gritted teeth, really, because I'm a Liverpool fan, but...
yeah. Well, I started off my local team when I was 6 years old, playing with all the under-10s, the older ones, like my older brother played. I just always loved football, and sort of knew, from my dad knew from a young age, that I had a bit of a talent just playing with the older boys, and I was still scoring goals and stuff as a striker. So he took me out of the local ranks and put me up into the higher leagues in Northern Ireland, which at the time was with Lisburn Youth. And I played a year up in my first year and recorded 64 goals. And in my first two games, I had 11 goals, and that's when the scout from the United Academy in Lisburn, he came up to my dad and asked me to come every Sunday. So it was just one session a week, basically. Just sort of good players around Northern Ireland to take in and develop them, basically. It wasn't like a 24/7 thing, and it was constant, like, trying to go pro, but it was just developing young players with an academy base in Northern Ireland to mm-hmm. see if there was any good enough. And I grew up with a boy there, Jordan Thompson, where me and him were got offered a trial at an early age. So I was sort of back and forth. I had maybe like 3 or 4 trials over Manchester. And then they were sort of indecisive about me. They're like, they know I'm good, but they don't know if they just need me right now and stuff. So they had one more trial, which was against Chelsea at an older age, which are one of the best youth teams like it for the last like 10 years.
Yeah.
So I just sort of, I was like nervous going into it, but I was like, that's your last shot. So just put everything into it, and had a really good game. And I think Ferguson himself was there watching beside my scout. And he was the one that sort of gave the nod. And then that was it. They took me in and told me they're going to offer me a contract. And I'll get a phone call maybe in a couple of months to just let everything know. Yeah. And then a couple of months passed. And I was sort of like thinking, oh, maybe they just said that, because there was nothing really said.
Yeah.
And then one day my dad picked me up from school, which he never did. I was like, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, just walk down the road a second. I thought I was in trouble. And then he just in the room was like, yeah, look, you got offered a 4-year at United if you want to take it, which is obviously a stupid question. I was like, yep, definitely. So, yeah, that's just sort of how it came about.
You say it's a stupid question, but what age are we talking about where, you know, this is all happening?
Yeah, so I was 13 when I got offered that contract. So I literally, year six, I went over as my first trial. I was a very young age. Like, I went over with my scout.
And that's no easy thing. Obviously, you know, at that age, it must be pretty scary. You know, you go into a new place, a new country. I'm guessing you don't know many people. You didn't have family over there or anything, did you?
No, I had no family whatsoever, just me and my scout, and then usually they'd take another player with us, and that was just us three would head over every time.
Yeah, so was it just yourself, did you say, that, you know, over in Northern Ireland that got accepted, or was there a few of you that went over?
There was only two of us, and I think there's only been one more since that was passed, but this one was, he's Jordan Thompson. He's actually a Northern Ireland international now. He's a year below me in school. And he played first team there. He was playing against Van Dijk and that in the Euro qualifiers. Like, and he's at Stoke City, I think, at the minute.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about this, that the likes of the lads that you've played with while you were at Manchester United. I mean, I've listed a few earlier on, but Dean Henderson, you know, obviously Sheffield United doing really well in the Premier League now. Marcus Rashford, we all know, is flying. Alex Tansby. Yeah. To name just a few, what, you know, when you get in amongst these guys, is it obvious the guys that are going to go on to big things, or you know, is everybody sort of fighting for the same thing?
I believe, like, when we went there, everyone sort of knew about Rashford. Like, when I came over and I was on trials and stuff, he would train with us. He's a year below us, and like, you could just tell the talent straight away. He was so fast, just had so much tricks and everything. And everyone was, he was the talk of the academy, basically. So I always knew that he would go far. And then I played with him in the last 2 years at the academy level. He would be the striker and I'd play in the 10. And it just worked perfect because I was able to come to feet, which is my strength, and up playing up front. And he was using his speed in behind. And he just used to bag goals for fun. And it was just one of those things. Like, everyone at the youth level was on the same page. Everyone was playing as a team. And then when you get older, then it starts getting serious. And players, you see who starts to develop more than others and stuff. And then you can just sort of see the direction in which people are going. So, yeah, once we got there, like, he was sort of the standout player from the get-go, basically.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about playing for Manchester United, obviously a club of that side, and you're training in world-class facilities, you know, I imagine you're training in and around the first team. You know, you're one in a million there. I've got a lot of guys that want to know what it's like to be in that, what it's like to put on the jersey. Can you sort of put into words, what is it a bit surreal, or can you sort of bring yourself to terms with it?
Definitely, because I'm a lifelong Man United fan growing up. My whole family is. So even when I was on trial and I was just putting the training kit on and I was like seeing the jersey going on, you just feel like it's just another kit you're getting from JD Sports or something like that. It's not actually like you're going to play for them, which is mad. And then when you go onto the, well, like, I'm sort of a player, when I go onto the pitch, I forget everything and I don't feel that much pressure. Like, I just sort of focus on the game. But even after and in the change room and stuff, and then when I signed and I was over there, just sometimes it would just take you back and just think, like, even if just in the change room, I'd be like, whoa, like, this is what I've been working for my whole life, or what I want to do as I grow older or whatever. So sometimes it did hit me. Like, I was like, Jesus, like, this is what hard work gets you. And this is sometimes dreams can't come true. So I loved every minute of it, and I don't regret anything that was ever in place. Obviously, I had a couple of injuries, which I've always had in my career with my ankles and stuff, but it would never be one of those things I'd use as an excuse of why I didn't go further. It was just, some people are just talented than others, and that's the way it is at the top level.
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, definitely fair enough with that. The other thing that's obviously worth mentioning as well is I believe you spent some time, you played with Jack Harrison as well, obviously, that went through the American route. You know, he's been a huge success since. Do you remember at all when Jack left? Obviously, he went at high school age over to America. But do you remember anything about Jack and his time at Man United?
Yeah, so during his time, I was actually really close with him. It was me, Joe Riley, and Jack Harrison were pretty close. And when I was on trials, he was always there, and he was always like close to me, and I'd always talk to him and hang about with him off the pitch as well. And then he was there for, I don't know if it was 1 or 2 years while I was there. And then I always sort of kept in contact, had him on social media and stuff. And I seen he moved to America. And then I just seen him blossom from there. And I just seen loads of posts. And then he went to New York after college, which was amazing. And then now he's at, I think he's at Leeds, is he? I think he signed for City, but he's on loan at Leeds at the minute. So it just showed that going down the American route helped him 100%.
Yeah, he's done extremely well since obviously going through the draft and then obviously over to Leeds, like you say. But so obviously this unfortunately does come to an end, you know. You get to the end of your, I think you said it was your fourth year at Man United. And can you just talk us through what sort of going through the guys is? Obviously, you know, you're at the peak of your career playing for Man United, like we've talked about. And then obviously this thing comes around where they're saying, you know, you're not going to be offered a professional contract. So what's your thinking there? Are you really downhearted? You know, it's what you ultimately work for is this professional contract, or are you eager to prove people wrong in this case? What sort of your mindset in when that conversation happens?
Yeah, so the day we got caught, we actually got caught told very late. I think it was near the end of April, start of May, and youth academies usually get told around February, which gives them a chance to like find out a new club if they're not gonna proceed. So when we got left late, it was more nerve wracking because you're like thinking, oh, if I don't get one, I haven't got much time for next season to get ready because I'll have to go and trial out or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I got told in, and just like the says, I've done well in my 4 years or whatever, but we just don't think you're what we need right now going forward. And I don't know, I sort of had it in my head, I expected a little bit just with my last season. I only played towards the end of the season because of my ankle, and then I busted my knee against Everton one game as well. So I sort of had it. I was like, I had a good season when I came back, but it's always that 50-50 chance. And I was like, I was prepared for it in a way. So, and I've got a strong family behind me and like a support group. So once I did like get told that it wasn't a thing, I think I was more strong than half my family. I think they felt it worse than I did. And I was just like, oh, look, it's football. Like I've been through a lot worse than this. Like I can go trial out at other clubs. I'll get someone to help me out with that. I had a few trials at different clubs as well. Even throughout 2 years after I was there, I was still trialing out at different clubs. So it was never a case of like, this is the end for me. It was just a case of not even prove them wrong, just prove myself right in a way. Like I just wanted to prove that I knew I was good enough to go anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic attitude to have. You know, you hear a lot of guys that get released from, you know, big clubs. I played against a guy over in America that had been the captain at a U team, a Premier League U team for a while, and sort of fell out of love with it after they got released from, like I said, a Premier League U team. I think it's a great attitude to have, obviously. What you know, you're talking about the options there that you had available. Is America on your mind at this point, or does that come later in the story? I know you mentioned that you went over to Italy.
It was as soon as I think it was maybe like a month after I got released, the college that I ended up, Limestone College, came to me on Instagram. I'm not sure if like coaches get like a portal of players who leave academy teams or what, but our coach knew that I was released, so he texted me and he was just like, hi, I'm from Limestone College over in the American route, and if you want more information, just send my email through and I can talk you through all this stuff. So I was sort of like, that seems interesting. Like, I'd love to go. Like, I like traveling, so I was like, I'd like to go over there at some point. And there's a boy who played for United. He's actually in the youth team with Pogba. He's called Josh Sutherland. He was goalkeeper for Clemson last year, and I knew he went that route, so he let me, like, one of the boys at United let me know about it as well. There's always this route if you want to go into education, because they knew I sort of had a good educational background as well. Like, I wasn't, like, dumb. Like, I was smart enough to proceed into more college and more education. So they always give me that route too. So I never really thought about it after. I was like, nah, I was still going to play professional. And then I had a few trials, and I got a couple offers, but they weren't that good. Like, they were just sort of the same sort of money I'd get back home. Mm-hmm. So I sort of left them behind. I was like, it's no point moving away from my family for little money, like when I can do the same at home.
Yeah, so, I think it's a great point. I think a lot of guys get to that stage where they're sort of contemplating, do I go for it? You know, do I stay here and look for a professional contract, or, you know, do I seek out other opportunities? Yeah. Obviously, at the point that you know, the Limestone coach has reached out to you on Instagram and you're starting to look into this more and more, you're speaking to guys that have been out there. What is it that sort of was the defining factor in persuading you to go down the American route rather than, you know, pursue contracts elsewhere or go down, you know, further down the leagues and looking for a professional contract?
Yeah, I couldn't pinpoint when exactly it was, but I just remember like just thinking like, it just seems like everything that sent me and all the information, and I had a FaceTime call with them and stuff just to chat about it, and they showed me the facilities and everything. And I spoke to my dad one day, and I was just like, I think this is something I want to do. And when I get like that hunch for something, like I'll go for it. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to try it out then. And actually, I was supposed to go out the year before, and then the coach rang me and told me that I'd have to redshirt a year, which was like bad news just due to some credits that not getting transferred. So I had to stay another year in Ireland, which was another setback. So I just felt like, oh, setback after setback. But I was like, I'll just knuckle down this year, play another year in the Irish League, in the Championship, and then go from there. And I did. I played for the local team, Warren Point, and had a really good season there. And then just got myself ready for going over to America. So there was no pivotal defining point, but I just sort of clicked one day, and I was like, nah, I think I'm definitely going to go down this route, because it seemed like the curd and they definitely wanted me to go there. So I was like, if someone's showing that much like interest in you and like go head over heels to prove that they're good for you, then I was like, I'll try it out.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think one of the things we get asked all the time is how does, you know, soccer, the facilities, how does the environment compare to over here in the UK? So for someone like yourself that's been a top club such as Man United that then arrives, you know, you touch down at Limestone and you start training, what's your initial impressions? You know, is it what you thought it'd be? Is it different to what you thought it'd be? How did it sort of go when you first got there?
Yeah, I just from like reading up on the American thing, I just sort of knew everyone was going to be quite athletic. Like I've seen like Americans, like you just know soccer in America is athletic. They're quick and strong and whatever. So I just try to get myself as fit as possible because I knew I could play football all right. It was just my fitness I needed to get like sharpen up basically. But when I went over there and we were training, like I just felt like it was right. It was such the right decision. Like everything was just, obviously the weather was absolutely banging compared to back home. Yeah. But like even the facilities in my college, like were up there with some of the better ones than I've been at English academies. Like when we went away to games and stuff, even like Premier League clubs don't even have that good of facilities half the time. So I was just like, whoa, it took me back. I was sort of surprised by it all. I was like, and then showing how much like in detail we go into like the tactics and like just everything was like scheduled perfect, just like a pro sort of setup. So I fit in perfect. It was like, as soon as, I think it was the first 2 weeks, I was like, mom and dad, I love this place. I don't want to leave. So it was perfect for me going over there. Like everything just was set up so nice and just smooth.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is one of the hardest things for, you know, us former players to try and translate to guys that are thinking about going down this route is the fact that, you know, it is similar to, you know, professional standard in terms of the facilities, like you say, everything that goes into from the standard of training to the level of coach. It's very, very similar to the setup at professional clubs over here. So, you know, let's just talk about the standard a little bit then. So you've obviously played at a very high level. Is the standard what you think it is? Does it surprise you? Is it better than what you thought? Well, how do you just from a football point of view?
Yeah, I thought it was better. I sort of went over there thinking like, oh, I felt like it was going to be a lot better than like the standard in Northern Ireland in the Championship, but I didn't think it was going to be anywhere close to England. But then again, you have players from England, from ex-academies who I've played against. I've played over in America as well. And there's actually a couple of boys I played with at United that I played against as well. So the standard's top-notch. Like it was something like, I was like thinking, oh, maybe it's just going to be a breeze and I'm just going to ease past it and sort of make my way into the pro ranks in America. But then it sort of hit me in the first game. Like everyone was getting stuck. It was just like playing back home again, like at a professional level, because everyone just wants to win so bad at college level that just seemed so fierce. And it was exciting, honestly. It took me by surprise in a good way, because it made me like want it more then when we got over there.
Mm-hmm. And sort of what advice do you give to, you know, players looking to go down the route? What you know, were the positives from this experience? Obviously we've talked about you having options on the table. Yeah. So the first thing is what are the positives from the route, and the second is, do you have any regrets about not pursuing any of the other options that you had at the time?
Yeah, so the options of, are you talking about in the American, like after college and stuff? Yeah.
No, so like when you're leaving Manchester United, obviously you had options on the table. So is the, you know, how does the American route compare to them sort of options? And is there any bit of you that regrets it, or do you think you made the right choice?
The main difference is if I stayed and didn't go to America, then I would have been getting paid, but it would have been minimum money and I wouldn't have enjoyed my time as much as I did. It's because I've got absolutely no regrets. I met the best bunch of lads in the 3 years there. I had like new group of friends every year. The team was so tight and clicked. It just felt like one big family over there. So that's the one thing that's I could also say is a positive in America. Like every team, even if you play away games or if a team beats you, like you see how close they are. When you lose, when you beat another team, you'll see them like together. You just sort of see like it's a very family feel environment. Every college, like you couldn't pinpoint one college I played against where they just don't seem like they like each other because everyone like just seems amazing. So the best like group of lads I met, which I know I'll have friends for life, which I keep in contact with every day. And then obviously that was the main thing for me because I like family like based sort of environments. I don't like people, like hostile situations. So the college route for me was the best way to go, and I don't regret it, like not taking money offers or anything like that, because yeah. It benefited me perfectly in my life now.
Yeah, and again, just for the guys that maybe are listening that aren't familiar with the college, you know, the college route, what is it about the environment that makes you so close? Obviously, I know from a playing over there, but it'd be good to get your perspective on what made you so close over there as a team and caused that family environment that you talked about.
Yeah, well, I've noticed a lot of things. Something you wouldn't really do in England and Ireland is in pre-season, even off the field, like getting together and doing certain things, just like little tasks or little, even just stupid things and meeting up and doing like whatever, mini golf or such things like that. Things you wouldn't really, back home you'd meet up twice a week, train and then play on a Saturday and you'd have like maybe three or four close friends and that was it. But everyone like clicked before pre-season, and then once you like click off the pitch, that's straight away on the pitch, that's going to go straight into like Absolutely, when you go into games and playing sessions. So that was the main thing. Getting everyone close off the pitch would seem to be the priority for the coaches at the start, and then the football play like seemed to go a lot better. And
so you know, you've come to your senior year now, you're finishing up at Limestone. So what's next for you now, Rory?
Yeah, so obviously I just signed with the company, which obviously this is coming from my degree in sport management because it's what I've done the last 3 years of college, and this has prepared me. Everything I've done with all the classes has prepared me for pushing on to something like this. So this is a great opportunity for me outside of college straight away to jump into something I love, which is soccer and obviously helping kids from where I'm from. But also the other side of it is I'm going to keep playing in football. I spoke to a couple of clubs locally in the Northern Irish Premier League. So I'm not going to make any full decisions yet, just obviously with COVID-19 and stuff going on. Just going to let that blow over and then sort of go from there in terms of football, but I'll 100% still be playing as well after this.
Mm. And you touched on it there, obviously, you know, you've got your degree in sport management and such, but how else, you know, as the American route provided you for life after college, what else have you taken from it that'll help you be successful?
Honestly, essential life skills is something I learned. Like, I went over there not knowing how to cook or anything. Like, I've had people, when I lived in Manchester, I had people cooking for me. When I moved home, my girlfriend or my mom cooked for me. It was just something I never done. Like, I took it for granted, honestly. So when I went out there, my first year I was in dorms and we got food in the dining hall. But then second and third year there, I was in a house with four other lads. And then it was just all the normal stuff, like cooking, cleaning and stuff. And it helped. Like, honestly, it's, as small as it is, it helps you grow as a person because it's sort of like a reality check to sort of, you're starting to grow up now and do things without your parents or people like who are looking after you your whole life. So the essential things were one of the ones that sort of pushed me on. And I know a couple of my mates from other places sort of feel the same because we've spoke about it before. But yeah, the essential life skills for me is one of the main points because it's what you're going to need going forward in life.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you just mentioned, obviously, you're working for Sports Recruiting USA now as a senior scout over in Ireland. You know, do you want to just talk about sort of the standard in Ireland and what you're expecting out of your new role going into it?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I played 2 years here before I went out to America. And I just think I'm glad that Sport Recruit has come over here towards Ireland because I don't feel like it gets a lot of sort of coverage because there's a lot of talented players. I've grew up with a lot of talented players that sort of maybe have given up just because they haven't got far in life. And then there's actually a prime example is the boy Paul Smith I played with at Linfield, and he never gave up, pushed himself 100%, even though he was still playing over Northern Ireland, just didn't get a break in England. And he actually got over there then and signed for QPR and then ended up at Northern Ireland International. So it just shows you like there's a lot of talented kids over here, just sometimes they don't get the rub of the green because English press or English like scouts wouldn't come over here as much to sort of grab talented players to go for more European, like Spanish or Italian or French, whatever it is. So I'm looking forward to helping kids out and sort of sending down the route that I went through because I know it benefited me massively. So I really look forward to doing that.
Yeah, definitely. So, and And sort of, you know, there's a chance there'll be guys listening that were in a similar situation to you. You know, when you're at Manchester United, they've just been released. You know, what advice have you got for those guys that are, you know, have been so adamant on pursuing a professional contract, and maybe they're coming to the realization that that's maybe not an option anymore? So, what advice would you give people? You know, what advice would you give a younger Rory at 17, 18 years old?
Yes, my main advice would be it's not the end of the world. Like, I know you've grown up thinking football's your everything, but you've got an absolute great opportunity if you do pick the American route. And like I said many times during the podcast here, that it's affected me so positively, like in a lot of different ways, which I feel like if I went and stayed here and just worked and played football, it just wouldn't help me the way it has. So there's so many benefits from it. And yeah, the main advice is not the end of the world, because football isn't the end all be all, believe it or not. And pros will tell you who've retired after that sometimes they wish they did other things instead of play football because it hasn't benefited them.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's a brilliant point, and we can only hope that obviously people do, you know, continue to look down this route, because like you say, it's given us so much. So yeah, no, but thank you very much for joining us today, Rory. It's been brilliant.